Bah! Hey, that's a damn good bah. Bah! 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 Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Bah! I kind of like that bah. I try to... Bah! Bah, 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 bah! Humbug! Humbug and bah! Okay, since we're in a bah mood that Jeff has gotten us into, let's say bah to a few things. I'd like to say bah to the little pieces of parsley that places like the ground round put on your plate when they serve you one of those imitation steaks. Bah! Bah to parsley. And I'd like to know, what in hell's name do they do with the parsley? Have you ever seen anyone eat any of that junk? Of course they don't. If you're civilized, as I consider myself, you take the parsley and you just sort of, you know, gently with your knife, just sort of push it over to the side of the plate. But you never eat it. I'd like to say bah for the parsley. Okay, you in the mood for another bah? I'd like to say bah, since we're talking about things gastronomique. I'd like to say bah to the little skirts that they put around lamb. You know, around the lamb legs or chops or whatever. You know there's a name for those? There's a name. Yeah, it's not a skirt. I don't know what it is. I think it's a name in French. Or it could be Norwegian. But why in the hell do they put little skirts on lamb? Bah! Bah to it! There! And another bah! I'll give you a bah. You want bah? You read the New York Times? The magazine section? First of all, the damn thing doesn't burn. I save up all my New York Times to start my fires. And that magazine section refuses to burn. But never mind, that's just a personal thing. I mean, that's just between me and them. But have you seen these ads? Pretty near every week in the New York Times in the magazine section, there's this dame walking around in her underdrawers. And the other thing, you know, they wear on top. There she is in her skivvies. And she shows up at the weirdest places. I mean, she shows up, you know, at a performance of the New York Beaux-Arts Trio. And the caption says, ho, ho, ho. The maiden blop lady, you never know when she'll show up. She shows up at the Army-Navy game. She shows up at a lynching. And she's always in her skivvies. What kind of a dame is she? I mean, what kind of a woman is it that walks around these days in her skivvies in all kinds of weather and all kinds of places? I mean, she shows up in delicatessens. There's guys behind the counter, you know, they're ready to serve a little lox. They're ready to serve a little corned beef with a glass of milk. And there she is in her bah! Bah to the maiden glop woman! Bah to her! Bah to all the toy stores! Every blasted one of those toy stores that saturates our airwaves during the Christmas season with all their little arcade games and their cutesy little toys that jump around on executive desks. Bah! Bah to them! Bah! Bah! Bah!
Thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name, I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my own...
Give up a little.
Once again, it is the Christmas season, and we have a very special guest here, recorded, that is. As a matter of fact, he was nice enough and generous enough to take a couple of minutes out of his busy schedule last year when he made his yearly visit here to record this message just for you. He wants to say hi to you.
How, how. Hello there, little boys and girls and mommies and daddies. This is your old friend Santa Claus sitting here in the beautiful, capacious studios of WFMU in one of my favorite towns in the Northeast, East Orange, New Jersey. I'll be with you again next year. That's Christmas 1982, right here in front of the same microphone on the Hour of the Duck. Let's see, that date next year will be, the date will be December 24th, Christmas Eve, and your old friend Santa Claus will be here to speak to you via the wonderful magic of radio and the telephone. WFMU at 91.1. So, see you then and get your Christmas lists all ready. How, how, how.
Yeah, right. Okay, Santa, that's next week. 1 week from tonight, right here on this same, as he said, well, it's a different microphone, actually. He was in there when he recorded that. But right here on this very same microphone, Santa Claus will hold forth. He takes time out from his busy schedule, as we said, and he'll talk to you. He only has just a few minutes. He'll be around, I guess, 10:30-ish or so. And you can call right here at 201-266-7900, and you can give him your Christmas list, or you can complain about, I shouldn't say that. Or you can thank him for last year's gifts. You can just talk with him if you want. You know, the way things are these days, I know a lot of people aren't even working up the usual Christmas lists, you know. I mean, they've got some, I've seen some very unusual things on Christmas lists these days. But just give a call next week. It's 10:30-ish. Santa Claus will be here to talk to you. More Hour of the Duck now.
Back and made your mind to wonder. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Say when you're side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
Be a long time gone from you, baby. You'll never hear me knock on your door. Thought you were the one, but I was crazy. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me
only one short year. Then you went away to be another's bride. You'll never know the pain that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, let me wish you love and well. On the hill, as I stand and gaze upon that faded wall, where your picture used to hang in a little golden frame, and the image of your smile I still recall.
You will never know the pain that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, well.
Well, you'll forgive the dead air, I hope. We just had a phone call, and someone asked us to relay to you the following information. Let's see, tomorrow at 9 p.m. at the Scout Field Cabin in Bronxville, New York, on Midland Avenue, the Coalition for Interstate Cultural Exchange presents their first annual Christmas party. That's tomorrow. That's the 18th. The 18th of December. Coalition for Interstate Cultural Exchange. First annual Christmas party. And for $7, there's eats and drinks, and the fabulous Wind Chasers will provide the entertainment. The place, again, is the Scout Field Cabin in Bronxville, New York, on Midland Avenue. 9 p.m., $7. Sounds like a good time will be had by all, and you heard it here on WFMU East Orange, 91.1 FM stereo. And speaking of cultural things, André Michel Schoub, gold medal winner at the 6th Van Cliburn International Competition in 1981, will be presented by Unity Concerts on Thursday, January 13th, 8:30 p.m. It takes place at Montclair High School Auditorium, which is a fine hall. Good acoustics, surprisingly so for a high school auditorium. And that's at Park and Chestnut Streets in Montclair, where there's ample free parking. You can park probably in front of Irwin Chusett's house. Tickets are $9 and $14, and Mr. Schub's program will include works by Mozart, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Beethoven, and Liszt. Call Unity Concerts at 201-744-6770 for ticket information and reservations. Visa and MasterCharge are accepted. That's 201-744-6770. Unity Concerts presents André Michel Schoub. Someone called with a request for Christmas music, because we gave you a little teaser before. We had a recorded announcement from Santa Claus, and we did play a bit of Christmas music by Chuck Berry. But we don't want to disappoint anybody out there who's already in the Christmas spirit, so here goes.
Tonight's the night I've set my mind not to do too much about it. show. This time his car wouldn't go. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late. Try to turn home to celebrate in a quiet way. Unwind, doing business right this time. And he has provided me with the world's smallest turkey. Already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh damn, guess what I forgot. So on with the boots back. The only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. And in this one alone, he said, did it break this year's been crazy? I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? And suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy
control it. Let's have one more. They show us the door.
Martini time.
As to the night, let's hope we make out alright.
Martini time.
Now here's to you, Martini goddess.
Martini time.
When I kiss you, you'll forget Elvis.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. And each kiss an inspiration.
Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
And beside a garden wall, when the stars were.
Hi, friends. Are you tired of super stereophonic digital recordings? Recorded so brilliantly that you could swear that the bass player was standing right there beside you? Are you fed up with gizmos and gadgets and super extended hyperemiators on your stereo set? Well, we have just the record club for you. The old washed-up Scratchy Record Club. You too can join for a mere 37 cents a month, and you will receive each month a record just like this. Just send your 37 cents for your first selection to Scratchy Washed Up Old Records, SWAR, care of this station, WFMU, Prospect Street, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Please do not send stamps, check, or money order. We must have 37 cents in coin. Once again, that's Scratchy Washed Up Old Records, care of WFMU, Prospect Street, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Your first recording will be pretty much like this.
Though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The memory of
Thank you.